more I know about leadership, the more I'm convinced that I've got it wrong. You see, I think most of the time we see leadership as God giving us a responsibility and an opportunity, and I think a lot of times God sees leadership as a way to transform us. The world doesn't need our leadership. It never did. It never needed the disciples' leadership. If you look at the disciples and the apostles, you can see some flaws there. I know there are people that would not like to admit it, but there are flaws there. When Jesus told Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," obviously there were some issues that he had with Peter. Leadership is probably one of the greatest tests that God can give us, because leadership should, and probably for the most part, does indicate how well we can follow. God looks at us as followers, and only then does he allow us to be the kind of leaders that he would have us be. Unfortunately, in the church today, in the body of Christ, all too often leaders are above as opposed to below. God tells us that his own son gave up his deity to become a man and laid down that likeness to his father that he might serve others. And yet we too often think that leadership puts us in the position of leading others to Christ as opposed to leading others for Christ and through Christ. There's a big difference. When we lead others through Christ, then it is Christ that leads through us. You know, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, Christ who lives through me. Do you lead through Christ, or do you lead for Christ? There is a big difference. Leading through Christ will indicate that his life, his being, his mind is in you, and you lead through that. Others will see that, and they will follow, and they will follow him, not you. This has been a Kingdom Encouragement from Kingdom Companies. Have a blessed week.